This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I apologize in advance for the best of show we had to play the other day, but we got caught off guard. Yeah, as it turns out, and I'm not pointing any fingers here, but I was traveling and we had some technical issues. And there's no need to belabor the point that, I forgot a piece of equipment. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But we're not here to point fingers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Hey, I missed you. Did you get the flowers? Okay, what about the Cartier watch that I sent to all of my listeners? Yeah, one dozen of you. I'm just kidding. There's a lot more of you. Regardless of where I was and what I was doing, here's all we need to know. I missed you, and life moved on. Anyway, a quick note, a little more somber. A team member of our great, great crew here, her name is Victoria. Her mother passed away last week, and I want to give a shout out to Vicky that we are with her. Our prayers are with her, and if there's anything you need, let us know, Vic. You know, we love you. Speaking of passing away, Roberta McCain died. John McCain's mother, 108 years old. So he's going to lose that vote, Joe Biden. Look, I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying, you know, the McCain family is pretty jacked up when it comes politically speaking. And they followed John the Maverick. So you can only imagine that she was going to probably vote for the other guy. You know the thing. Anyway, President Trump ramped up his rally schedule, and now he's back to hosting thousands of people. And I got to tell you, Democrats, this is horrible for you. Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail, and he's out there rallying people. You're seeing people standing behind him again. Just, yeah, go Donald Trump. Oh, man. Here he is talking a little bit about Biden. Actually, was he talking about Biden in this clip, or was he just talking about his illness? Or his former illness. Anyway, we'll play it. Here's the clip.
Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
How do you think the president's feeling right now about his chances? I think he's feeling pretty good. Welcome back. So, anyway, I was in L.A. I had to go to L.A. for personal reasons and professional reasons. And while I was out there, we were out there having breakfast. There's a guy with a Trump hat on. And I look over at him and give him a thumbs up. Older white guy. In Los Angeles, actually, I was on Catalina. And I give him a thumbs up and saw him later on. Actually, when I gave him the thumbs up, I said, hey, man, I forget he came by the table and we bumped fists, and he leaned down. And he said to me, we're going to kick their butts, but he said a different word. And I said, we sure are. So I see him later on waiting to go back over on the ferry, and we see each other and, you know, have a longer conversation. And I said, man, I said, I'm actually happy to see you wear the hat. And he goes, yeah. He goes, what the heck? And the California guy is like, what the heck? And I said, okay, well, good for you, man. He goes, what are you going to do? And I'm like, besides kill you? He's like, yeah, man, whatever. You know, I mean, you could tell he was like, screw them. And he was adamant. I'm telling you, this dude's probably upper level management of a company. He and his wife, attractive couple, older couple, probably in their 60s. Obviously, you know, wealthy couple. And from California. So anyway, then on the ferry back, you know, you sit where you sit, and we wanted a window view, so we're sitting down. And we sit across from this couple that's from California. Where are you guys going back to? Oh, we're going back to California. About you guys, oh, going back to Arizona. And we get into a conversation, and as it turns out, these people are, they hate the mask. They're, you know, their business is impacted, et cetera, et cetera. It was crazy that we're sitting next to people that are going, hey, man, we hate this stuff. And I don't know, you know, it's a random thing. You know, you're sitting there. Some people like, some people don't. But I got to tell you, I saw one lady on Venice Beach that wore a Biden-Harris hat. That's it. We saw one sign that said Biden-Harris. I'm giving you the real scoop. Hundreds of people. In fact, in the shirt stores, you know, the little souvenir stores that are along the way, all of them had Trump gear. They still had Obama stuff, a little bit of Obama, the street vendors, you know, the people on the sidewalk. A couple of them had Black Fist, you know, hats and things like that. A couple of brothers did. And there was I'm giving you the straight skinny, folks. Y'all can take this information any way you want, but here's what I'll tell you. There was supposed to be, at noon, there was going to be a Black Lives Matter tribute or something. And we looked for it. It didn't happen. There were people trying to sell little pieces here and there of, quote, Black Lives Matter stuff. And but it was pretty normal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there were little tributes here and there of the artists that wanted to try to participate. But for the most part, it was California art, yada, yada. And a few sprinkled things of Black Lives Matter. There were a few people out there wearing Black Lives Matter type stuff. Here's what I'm getting at. When you go to the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, you believe that you're going to be overrun with this stuff regarding, you know, Black Lives Matter and Biden Harris and this overwhelming, you know, you hear conversations about Donald Trump sucks and you, none of it. None of it. And what was interesting is, as you, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of casual conversations, but the dude in the Trump hat and then the random couple sitting across from us, both, you know, Trump, obviously the one guy, the reason why I struck up a conversation with him is he wore the hat. But that's what it was. It was pretty amazing to be immersed in that and not be overwhelmed. Lots of people wearing Lakers stuff because I hear that the Lakers won, which we'll get into that in just a little bit. But anyway, just wanted to give you the report from the inside. I'm glad you guys are with me. We'll be back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we visited L.A. It was the last few days before my son had to go back to school. So we took him over there just to get a different feel and see how things are in another country. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. He made certain observations on his own. Homelessness all over the place. Tents. Holy cow. Cabela's. What's the other store? Bass Pro? REI? Jeez Louise. I see where the tents go. I used to think tents were just for camping. No siree. Tents are for homeless people in L.A. I don't know if they get them at a discount on sale. They buy them direct from China. But holy cow, everywhere you turn, tents and cardboard. Somebody should just go out there I'm sure it's been done, and shoot a documentary of these people. Who are they? What is the deal? It's huge. One of the things that, Our son said, he goes, I really appreciate where we live. And I was like, whoa. And he goes, he said, you know, I mean, he goes, I get it. I understand why people like this. He goes, do you come to visit this? But he goes, I would not want to be in this. I thought to myself, yep, he's waking up, starting to get a taste. Anyway, glad you guys are back listening to me. And yeah, as I said, I'm glad you missed me. I missed you too for that day that I actually missed. But it was a technical thing. That's all I got to say. Heard the NBA championship ended, and the Lakers won. And there were a lot of people out there wearing Lakers jersey. Probably not as many as I would have figured had it been a normal season and there had been no social justice nonsense. I think we talked a little bit about the social justice stuff that's happening around the country and inside of the NBA and the ratings and everything. We talked about that the other day. But so the game ends, right? And dozens of people are arrested celebrating because, you know, there's always these peaceful celebrations after the win of a sport that is focused on social justice. 76 people apprehended by police after 30 buildings were damaged and officers were injured by violent demonstrators after the Lakers defeated the Miami Heat. Wow. More of that good old fashioned. I mean, Democrats can't even enjoy a win. This is in their, this is in LA. This isn't the, I mean, I don't know what they did in Miami. Maybe they were too busy licking their wounds, but how do you damage your city, damage buildings and stuff like that after you win? You think it would be celebratory. You'd be out, you know, pub crawling, you know, bar hopping, whatever they call it these days. I don't know. I'm too old. But you think it would be a celebration. It's not a celebration. Just it floors me. What's up with these people? Are they deranged? Speaking of deranged, Joe Biden, Mr. I call him Captain Demento. He showed a bit of that dementia here just recently. And here's what Joe Biden says, because he still apparently thinks he's a senator.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
How sick do you have to be to say you're running for the Senate when you're clearly running for president of the United States? How sick? What circuits must be loose in this man's brains, because you just don't do this. Something's not firing. This is twice now. This is not one time. This is twice. I get, excuse me, I get slips of the tongue. I understand it. But this is a critical race at a critical time. I mean, it's so important. It should be emblazoned in your memory, if you have one. And here's Biden. We got to come together. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. Look, here's what this means. I want people to understand that this is a bigger sickness than you think. This is a guy who's stuck. I've been talking about this for quite some time on the Kevin Jackson Show. His mind is stuck. I'm surprised Biden doesn't still refer to black people as coloreds or Afro-Americans. He's stuck. In whatever period that his mind sort of froze, think about it this way, because this will help you, especially if you're over 50. So here's the deal. When your kids are listening to music and you hear their music or your grandkids, and you're like, what the heck is that? Man, I remember when music was music. And you start to talk like this here because you think of yourself as an old person. And you're going, you know, God, here's the stuff that we used to listen to. And as you start to reminisce, freeze yourself in whatever moment that your favorite songs are. Because I'm telling you right now, a big part of your brain is frozen there. It's stuck. Now, you get around it because you don't have dementia. You know, you occasionally forget something or walk into a room and go, what did I come in here for? Or, you know, mix up a thought or you mix up the words of something or whatever. And you chuckle it off because you catch yourself, whatever. You get it. Biden can't do that. He's stuck in that era where he still sees black people as subservient, that he's got to help, and, you know, this civil rights thing. And but the problem is he's it's a horror. I hate to say it this way, but he's what I call the worst kind of racist, because he doesn't know that he's a racist and he offends people without knowing how offensive he is.
But he's stuck there. And that's why they have to watch him. They got to watch him like a hawk. And so here he is. He still believes he's running for Senate. When did Joe Biden run for Senate? Like in the 1920s? He's chronologically, 77? But I'm telling you, in his mind, this guy might be 213 years old.
He's fit. The only thing he's missing is for Joe to talk like this.
And he's getting close. He's getting close. Stuck in this, 1960-ish? I know that's going back a few years. You know, we're going back 50, 60 years. But his formative years, you know, his teenage years were in the 60s. And he's remembering these things. These are the things that are most fresh. Think about what you were doing when you were 15, 16 years old. Those are very fresh memories in many cases. I know I remember it because I was, you know, coming into my own, an athlete, you know, getting ready for college, that kind of stuff. And I documented some of it in my book, The Big Black Lie. But I have some fond, vivid memories. I was in the physical time of my life. Anyway, President Trump ridiculed him. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. Sleepy Joe Biden today. He says it's only going to get worse. It's not sustainable for our country. China will own us. In another tweet, he said, Biden losing big in Florida. Only fake polls show otherwise. Bad health care. Thinks he's running for the Senate. Forgot Mitt Romney's name and where he was. Wow. They went on to say this. Trump often accuses Biden, 77, of going senile and fired off the tweets as he traveled to Sanford, Florida for his first campaign trip after recovering from the Wu flu. Biden's losing it. You don't forget you're running for president, and you don't say it the number of times he does.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will, so it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hillary Clinton's emails being released in no way violates federal law. Pompeo telling reporters releasing the emails is about transparency.
We'll continue to do the right thing. We'll make sure that all these emails get to the right place, and we will do everything we can to make sure that the American people get a chance to see as much as we can equitably produce.
Pompeo not saying exactly when the emails will be released. Joe Biden's campaign is pumping millions of dollars in advertising into the Texas airwaves, and the 538 polling average shows President Trump leading Biden by only 1.4 points. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke telling CNN Texas is in play.
Texas can happen. You see Joe Biden spending more money in this state than any Democratic nominee ever has, and he's not doing it out of charity. He's doing it because he knows he can win. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was in El Paso and Houston and Dallas yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Trump was in Sanford, Florida the other day. He was greeted by thousands of people, supporters, and he essentially said, "We're winning Florida. I don't care what these polls say." I agree. I told you guys, there was a guy on Catalina Island I met, and he was an older white guy, and he was wearing a Trump hat, and he says, "We're going to kick their butts," except he used a different word. And then we saw each other later, and he was like, "Man, these polls are ridiculous." He goes, he's telling me people I know. I'm just listening to the dude. He's like, "Man, people are so fired up to vote for Trump," and he was just going on and on and on. I know it's hard to believe, but I didn't get a word in edgewise. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was okay. It was on vacation because I had to do some work out there. I was with Nick Searcy. You guys know who Nick is? He was in The Ugly Truth. He did the series Justified. I mean, his IMDb for movies is it's huge. Anyway, it was good to have lunch with him. Dinner, rather, with him, Nick and his wife. Yeah, it was great to get out there and see how Hollywood's going. I'm telling you, California is in bad shape. They are looking for this, quote, stimulus money to bail them out because Gavin Newsom is a pariah. People can't stand that guy. It's really interesting. Anyway, Trump was at his rally in Florida, and he says, "Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden, not a nice guy, by the way. He had a bad day today." And he goes on, he says, if I ever had a day like he had today, they'd say, "It's over. It's over. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. He didn't know what state he was in. He said today he's a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate." Then he joked, he goes, "Can you imagine if I did that? Great to be with you. Great to be with you wonderful people, a developer from New York." They'd say, "Get him out of here. He's out of here." Yeah, Trump knows. That's it. And he's right. That's exactly what they would say. That guy's got total dementia. He goes on, I wish we had this clip, but I'm happy to do Trump. He says, "The one thing I know for sure, President Xi of China, President Putin of Russia, Kim Jong-un are 100% sharp. We have someone who is not 100%. He's not 80%. He's not 60%. And see, what's funny about this is post-debate, with Biden having just stepped over the low bar of not saying anything about colored people or
you know, talking about Mexicans or something. Just surviving, just being able to do that, the Democrats want to keep him away because he didn't have one of those Freudian or those Tourette-like utterances. But it's going to be back. And every time he hits the trail, when he gets a little bit too stressed, it's going to come back. And if you think it's stressful at the beginning when he was trying to get through the primaries, I mean, the guy was making gaffe upon gaffe upon gaffe. Wait, I mean, it isn't going to get any better. You think it's going to get better on the Democrats with all this stuff that's coming out? I know there are people out there, Carl and various others. I don't know where they are. They haven't been talking to me. Maybe they're starting to believe what I said before, which is this stuff is going to come to a head. I want you to fast forward to November the 4th. After Trump wins re-election, I want many people to start thinking about what you think life's going to be after that, because it's going to get dramatically different. The Democrats are still trying stuff, which, by the way, when I start talking about this Wu flu crap they're trying, oh my goodness, sneaky. Anyway, they were talking about Biden and the Senate thing that he did because he... You know, this is the second time now he's referenced that he's running for the U.S. Senate. And I said earlier, if you don't realize by now that you're running for president, your mind is stuck. It can't get out of that mode. And there's nothing that's going to jar Biden's mind loose. It's calcified. And it's calcified in the 1960s and 70s, where he was hanging out with segregationists and talking about urban jungles where he didn't want his kids to be raised and so on and so forth. It's calcified. And the Democrats can do nothing about it except just roll their eyes and go, God, would you, somebody just please get this guy and stop him from doing this. He's killing us. But it's worse than that because he went on. There, he was asked this question about 56% of the people believe Trump's doing a great job. Which, by the way, that's the number of people in the polls who are going to vote for him minimally. But this is what the polling was, and here was Biden's answer.
Gallup reported last week 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today, well, under the Trump administration, vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't.
See, that's the stuff that drives Biden's campaign crazy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That right there. They're going, that's your opportunity to say what it is that you're going to do different. No. You know why Biden can't say anything else? Well, they probably shouldn't. I mean, what am I going to do that's different than that guy? I'm completely opposite. I have no clue what I would do to run this economy. He doesn't give you any alternative. He doesn't say, well, yeah, I could see people feeling that. But look what we've done. We pumped $6 trillion into the stimulus. You know, that helped. Pretty much anybody could recover from the, you know, from the Wu flu if you pump that kind of money into the economy. That would have been a good answer. He didn't know how to put that. You want to know why he couldn't say it? Because Democrats are the ones who wanted to pump the money into the economy. Because Democrats are the ones who shut down the economy. He had nothing to say. Now, what would Trump say? Trump would say, what do you want me to do? These people have intentionally, these governors, we got federal rights, we got states' rights, we got the largest economies in the world. California, for example, who shuts its economy down. One of the largest economies in the world, New York, shuts its economy down. These governors are killing it. These leftist governors are killing the economy on purpose. What do you want me to do? People can't go to work. It's their money. Great. Yeah, I get it. We're running a deficit, but it's their money and they're trying to kill the economy. So the only thing I can do is help the individuals and try to get these governors to see the light. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, see, Trump has an excuse. Biden couldn't say a thing. These 56% of the people don't want to vote for you, sir. You're not going to win the election if you can't get 56 people. Well, they just probably shouldn't vote for me. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the face palms inside of the people back listening to Biden going, that is your answer? Don't vote for me? I mean, that's like Mitt Romney. 47% of the people are too poor to vote for me. I don't know what he said. But it stuck. And the Democrats made it stick. Well, here's 56% of the people don't want to vote for you and you have nothing to say to them? You don't want to say, you don't want to make a plea? Well, that's an easy reason, folks, why he can't make a plea. There, he offers nothing new.
I'm not going to tax for anybody making over under $400,000. You're not going to be taxed.
Well, that sounds suspiciously like Donald Trump's plan. And finally, people are starting to call him out. Here's what I want you to notice. Forget all the other stuff. Reporters are asking Biden tough questions now. Forget what you're hearing about, you know, all the other, because it used to be softball questions. Well, why won't you answer the question about packing the court? Well, you don't really need to know the answer. I mean, I don't know, but it's none of your business. What do you mean it's none of our business? Now they're talking about it, right? He gets asked a question. Why do 56% of the people still believe in Donald Trump? That's not a question they've been asking Biden. I want you to understand what's happening here, folks. The questions for Biden are going to get tougher. And these aren't even tough. These are not tough questions. President Trump, are you going to stack the court? No, why would I stack the court? I'm going to respond to the issues at hand. In other words, I'm going to let the Amy Coney Barrett get her appointment the same way that we've done in the past. Yes, I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to, you know what, while I'm president, let's have two more people onto the Supreme Court because I don't like the way things are going. We need to, you know, whatever. No. Not going to do that. So that's an easy question for Biden. No, look, the court is the way it is. And if President Trump gets to put people in, great. If I were to get elected and courts, you know, and Supreme Court nominees come up for me, I would replace those. I believe we have enough on the Supreme Court. Can't say that. Easy question. He can't answer it. Answer the easy question. What do you say to 56% of the people who don't want to vote for you, who apparently like the way things are going? I would say to them, if they like the way things are going, it can get better. I plan on making it better. Here's some of the things, the issues that are going to impact them. He didn't say a single thing. I just guess they shouldn't vote for me. Well, guess what, Joe? We'll oblige. We won't vote for you. Now, what do you think is going to happen when the tough questions come for Joe? Because they're coming. The tough questions are going to be, what did you do as part of this Hillary campaign thing in the attempted coup on Trump? What did you do to help Hunter get these things? If you think the questions are tough now, I'm telling you, as it gets closer, I know the Democrats, and there are many people out there listening to the programs, Kevin, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. The questions are going to get tougher.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits must be made available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
President Trump is back to normal. In fact, he might actually be better than normal, if you can believe that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Saying he's feeling better than ever, and I believe it. I don't know, I've only caught bits and pieces of stuff because I've been a little bit out of the news over the past few days, had some work and wanted to get our son a little bit of an R&R before he headed back to school. But I'm telling you, the guy is on fire. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's suffering mightily. making all kinds of mistakes, still thinks he's running for the Senate, tells 56% of Americans, I don't have an answer for you, don't vote for me. If you think the economy's better under Trump, what are you doing talking to me? And I'm telling you, people, this is what I keep coming back to. We were in California, in Los Angeles, the heart of liberalism, homelessness, every problem you see in America, you see glorified there. Businesses scuttled, boarded up stuff. I mean, it was insane. And you can see it. It's palpable. I mean, you can feel it. It's palpable. That's the word I was looking for. So you're out there. I don't see many Biden-Harris signs. I'm going, where is this outcry? I think you're watching a state that's going, wow, this is not good. I can only bet. My son goes, you know, Dad, if they had like a Biden rally, here'd be a lot of people, huh? And I went, you know what, son? Here's what's funny. No, there wouldn't be. I forget where we were, but there were a lot of, like at a park or something. I said, if Joe Biden walked right through here, we're at the airport. I said, if Joe Biden walked through this airport, he and Kamala Harris, there'd be a handful of people that would get up to say hello or whatever. I said, believe it or not, if Donald Trump walked through LAX, he'd get mobbed in a good way. He goes, you think? I go, I'm telling you, he would get mobbed. The people that are the iceberg under the water would be coming out of the woodwork. I go, what would you do? He goes, I'd go over. I go, exactly. You go over. I'd go over. Your mom would go over. You know, everybody, there's a lot of people here who would go over and go, whoa, I get to get a picture with the, are you kidding? Please, sir, sign this hat. Sign something. And Trump would be gracious to do it. I go, Biden would be over in the corner going, what in the world's going on here? Who is that guy? You know the thing. He wouldn't even know who Trump is. He would be mobbed. He'd be over there in his mask. Trump would be over without his mask on. Hey, I can't get you sick. I beat the Wu flu. Ha ha ha. Come over. Get a kiss. Get a pic. Get a closer. Get a selfie. No, don't worry about me. I can't get it again. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit. This Wu flu thing. The left are trying to do some funny stuff with that. Maybe some of you recognize it. Anyway, Trump is better than being back to normal. He holds this huge rally. Thousands of people. You're back to seeing people behind him get all hyped up. And here's what the Democrats tried to do, folks. They wanted to kill those rallies. They wanted to kill them. The Wu flu. How dare Donald Trump have rallies in a time of Wu flu? So they shut him down. Then they targeted him. They tried to make it to where, you know, hackers were hacking him. And then they finally, Trump shut them down completely. Then post-Wu flu, because we are post-Wu flu. You don't know it yet, but we're post. It's just a matter of time. I'm reading the signs on it. I'm listening to Donald Trump, and he's about to go on the attack of this Wu flu thing. Because he knows what's going on, and I'm going to explain it. Because it is a cabal happening. These guys are good. When I give you the explanation of what they're doing for the Wu flu, you're going to be going, whoa, I didn't think of it. Kevin, great observation. Because it is. And I'm not telling you so I can pat myself on the back. I do that plenty. I don't need you for that. But I'm telling you, I'm doing it because I'm noticing these little trends and I'm going, wow, these guys are so good. It's subterfuge and lying. But anyway, so Trump's got this rally. It's going crazy. Joe Biden comes to Arizona. First time he and Kamala Harris are going to be together, and they kick off the Soul of the Nation tour. There may be something before that because somebody tried to correct me on it, but it's essentially called the Soul of the Nation. These two people believe they've got the soul of the nation, a Jamaican Indian chick and an old white dude with dementia, and they say that's the soul of the nation. So they started out in Yuma, Arizona. Don't believe me, please. I do not try to be the news. I want people to be very clear whether you're broadcasting what's terrestrially or you're listening to me on podcast. I don't try to be the news. You're smarter than I am in whatever you do. So figure it out. But I'll tell you this. I saw the pictures in Yuma, Arizona, and I promise you, there were more Secret Service and support staff for Biden than there were people at this so-called rally where they kicked this tour off. They had done three locations, Sedona, something else. Sedona is a beautiful part of Arizona. It's very leftist. You can't find a picture of what happened in Sedona with the Biden tour, the Soul of the Nation tour. I couldn't find a single picture. I found one for Yuma, but I couldn't find anything for Sedona. They did three locations. I don't know where, but Sedona was one. And it is where you can get crystals and people will crystallize you. They will read your palms. They will read your aura. You get what I'm saying? It's a very arty area of the country, or artsy if you prefer that word, but it's very much leftist run and stuff. It's a stunning place. It's probably going to be loaded with pot and needles at some point. It'll look like San Francisco, but for right now, it's a beautiful place to go. So they kick off there. You can't find any of the three locations before this bus tour is going to get to Phoenix. There was nothing there because it was going to be in Mesa and somewhere else while I was gone. Long story short, here's the report on the bus tour, and I think we've got a clip of Kamala Harris speaking as well.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daytona and Andrew. Hi. It's kind of warm out here, actually, but we're right outside of the Heard Museum where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their motorcade arrived at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. They are meeting with several tribal leaders here at the Heard Museum, and not a lot of fanfare out here. There's really not much to see. I'll step out of the way, but it's kind of boring out here. So it's not your typical presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't see signs or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they kind of kept the details about the visit as far as the timing and the exact locations. They didn't really want to give that out to the public because they want to keep the crowds to a minimum. They realize we are in a pandemic and they don't want a crowd of more than 50 people at any of their events. So they're right now here at the Heard Museum in central Phoenix meeting with tribal leaders. And pretty much all the people that we saw enter into the parking lot about 45 minutes ago were with the Biden-Harris campaign and the pool reporter. So you would expect to see, I mean, this is a pretty big event for the two of them to be campaigning together for the first time since the Democratic National Convention here in Arizona. We've established, our state has established itself as a battleground state. And so this is technically a big event, but not a lot of fanfare. So we're getting information about what's going on with these meetings from our national correspondent pool reporters. But from out here, you really can't tell anything much is going on. So there is this stop here, the meeting with the tribal leaders that's going on right now. And later this afternoon, they're expected to launch their Soul of the Nation bus tour right out of here, right out of Phoenix. And Biden and Harris, we're told, are going to be traveling separately just as a precaution because of COVID. So they won't be both be on the bus, but they'll be participating in this bus tour. And it's a rather large bus. We haven't seen it pull up here to the Heard Museum yet. It was in Window Rock, Flagstaff, and Sedona yesterday. It's supposed to be here in Phoenix right around now. And they're going to be visiting small business owners in Phoenix and in Tempe and reaching out to voters later this afternoon as well. But again, the Biden-Harris campaign not releasing a lot of details about where these events are taking place and exactly when, because they say they want to keep the crowds down. They don't want a big rally. They want to be cautious because of COVID-19.
There's a lot to unpack there, and we've got a short amount of time left in the segment, but here's the net of it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris came to Arizona, and the newscast is going, there's nobody here. There was nobody in the crowd. There was no crowd. There was nobody lined up. There was nobody inside, outside. The tour is supposed to begin. There's no hoopla. You can't find anything on it. Why? Because there is no excitement. And so for you guys out there thinking, oh, Joe Biden's got a chance, show me where. I'd really love to see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.